James L. Brooks has written and directed some of the great romantic comedies of the last few decades, including Broadcast News and As Good As It Gets. This weekend, he's opening his first film in 6 years. It's called How Do You Know? We know because we listen to Kenneth Turan.
The idea for How Do You Know is to have two people meet without realizing they're both at the lowest points in their lives. Reese Witherspoon plays Lisa, a world-class softball player who has just been cut from the U.S. team. Paul Rudd is George, an innocent businessman who discovers he's the target of a federal investigation. When they meet on a blind date, sparks do not fly.
Is this an Italian restaurant?
Yes, it is. It's a very good one.
Oh, yeah, it looks good.
Let's get a drink.
Excuse me.
None for me.
You know what? You're right. I shouldn't drink.
Don't let me stop you.
No. Believe me, drinking too much two nights in a row could be a real mistake.
Lisa, as it turns out, is already in a relationship with Matty, a professional baseball player wonderfully played by Owen Wilson. Matty is a guileless womanizer, an overgrown boy whose idea of preparing a special meal for his girl is pouring her a bowl of his favorite cold cereal. His involvement with Lisa leads him to emotional territory he never even knew existed.
We're here.
Good evening, Mr. Reynolds.
How you doing, Tom?
Matty, I might have to go back on what I said about finally seeing your place tonight. I just have a lot on my mind right now, and I...
Okay, you sure?
Well, no.
There's no pressure. It should feel right.
That's nice.
Though all the places are set for an amusing romance, How Do You Know doesn't pay off. The biggest problem is that the more George falls in love with Lisa, the less appealing he becomes. The film assumes we're going to root for him, but he is so overeager and earnest, he doesn't seem any more suitable for her than Matty does. We go to romantic comedies to fall in love, and in How Do You Know, that love is gone.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times.